Hi, hello. Welcome to the Moon Griffon Show. It is an honor to be with you back in the saddle, ready to roll. Hope you had a great 250th celebration for the 4th of July. On that, a little later, 844-766-6607, Matthew James Tax Pro Hotline. All right, as you know, New Orleans nutted up and indicted Liz Merle, our attorney general. It's the craziest thing I've ever seen. The young lady on here who's been on this program many, many times is an attorney. She's a former city prosecutor, and I'm going to say knee-deep in it, but we'll see what she says anyway. Laura Rodrigue joins us. Laura, how you doing?
Good morning. I'm doing well. How about you?
I'm doing good. Doing good. Coming off of a fun-filled weekend. A lot of people, a lot of family, and
yeah,
it was a good time. Hope you did the same.
Yeah, definitely. It was a nice weekend. You know, great celebrations everywhere. It was good to see patriotism alive and well. Not so much in the city of New Orleans, but, you know, the rest of the country. So,
if you look at some of the big cities, they pound in Trump, but they hate Trump, so they hate the country. And, you know, what do? You just got to stay in the fight. But I got in touch with you because I'm really curious and let you set this up. So let's start from the beginning. Why was Liz... a grand jury was brought up and she was indicted from a grand jury, and it's a criminal activity at that. And, and kind of take us from the beginning and where we are now and where we're headed with this.
Yeah. So basically what happened here is, and some of the people may be familiar, there was some legislation passed, and there's been really a big effort by the Louisiana legislature to sort of right size the city of New Orleans and get them in line with the rest of the state, especially as the city has been coming to the state asking for approval for hundreds of millions of dollars in bond money. So one of the pieces of legislation that passed was to consolidate the clerk of court in civil and criminal court in Orleans Parish. What that means is we would have one clerk of court in Orleans Parish, just like every other parish in the state of Louisiana. So instead of paying for two, we would only pay for one, which every other parish has. Many of the parishes handle more cases now. As you know, other parishes have grown bigger. Orleans' population is declining. And so the legislation made sense. Actually, many of the people who are elected in Orleans now, who were previous legislators, had voted in favor of this legislation. There's been attempts to do this since the late 80s. I think the first bill was brought in like 1986. So really long overdue, and this legislature finally gets it across that finish line. They consolidate the clerk of court, and that means we will have one clerk. In doing so, the Orleans Parish, you know, the politicians, the leaders here in the city decided that they did not want to remove one of the clerks of court. They were going to ignore the law, and they were going to call for a special election. So the attorney general legally was required to intervene there and say, listen, the law is that there is now one clerk of court in Orleans Parish. That clerk of court will be Chelsea Napoleon, the person elected who had the longest tenure. And so that was going to be what would have to happen. The law was the law, is what the attorney general was saying. And she sent a letter to the city council advising them of the law and asking them not to take any action until the Supreme Court had ruled.
Mm-hmm.
And the Supreme Court ultimately did rule in favor of the attorney general and said, she is right. This is what the law is. And now you are required to comply with the law. So as a result of that, the district attorney's office decided to use their grand jury and indict her for 16 counts. Eight of public intimidation, eight of malfeasance in office, and they are alleging that that letter was public intimidation of them as elected officials, which is extremely absurd. And you're talking 16 felony counts. The attorney general will be facing up to 80 years in prison.
Oh, my God.
Based on a letter which literally cites the law. So that's where we are now. That's basically what this indictment is about, and that's based on the prosecutor's own press conference after saying this is a very clean-cut case. It's just the letter. You know, that's what this is. This is the letter. So You know, very, very embarrassing for the city of New Orleans and in implication the state of Louisiana. It's definitely getting national attention. It's really beyond comprehension. And we see the Supreme Court taking quick action. As you mentioned, I am involved. I'm the attorney, one of the attorneys representing the attorney general. And we filed pleadings immediately after to stay this prosecution so that she would not be booked into prison on this charge and that we could get have some time to put some pleadings together. The Supreme Court agreed with that. And then New Orleans Parish prosecutor said we asked them to recall the warrant and she refused and said no, we want her to be booked into prison.
Wow.
So we had to file another emergency pleading and the Supreme Court again agreed and was, you know, very frustrated in their language saying basically we thought we had told you this was stayed. Now we have to reiterate she should not be booked into prison while this is stayed. So, you know, really, really a circus down there that has potentially kicked an ant pile that will not bode well for what's going on in New Orleans.
Well, I'll tell you what, Laura, 80 years an attorney general. And my question is, how is any, and you got to explain this, how is anything they did, and what I've read, what I've seen, and people I've talked to, how is any of this criminal? That's the part I'm going, criminal? How is it criminal? When I think of criminal, I think of stealing, killing, beating somebody. I mean,
right.
I think of criminals. How is this criminal? How can they justify being criminal? I guess is
right.
What I'm asking.
Well, they used statutes. The statutes that are criminal are malfeasance and public intimidation. But what the public intimidation statute really talks about is if you threaten violence. You know, for instance, if she would have said something like, I'm going to kill you or I'm going to hurt you and your family, something like that. That's really what the public intimidation statute really envisions. So, you know, it's going to be our opinion that this is an abuse of the criminal justice system. You know, you see that when the indictment came down and the attorney general didn't even have any idea this was happening. She expressed that at a press conference that she learned about it from the media,
yeah.
That she didn't even know they had convened this grand jury. Then they locked the courtroom for the return of the indictment, which is, you know, improper. It's supposed to be an indictment read in open court. So they locked the media out for anybody who was seeing the local headlines. They handcuffed the press. The press was basically saying, we're not leaving. You're required to read this in open court. They handcuffed two members of the press.
Isn't that on the judge's head for allowing this? So on the grand
Correct.
Jury?
The
I mean, whose head is that on?
That is, the judge allowed it, and the prosecutor did not stop that. In other words, the prosecutor had an opportunity to say, look, I don't believe this is right. We are going to ask a higher court to weigh in on this. The prosecutor did not do that. The courtroom was locked, the media was kicked out, and a $400,000 bond was set on the attorney general. Now, for those of you not familiar with New Orleans, that is a way higher bond than the majority of crimes of violence that are set in the city. In fact, you know, when we started pulling some data on it, this was higher than most murders. This was certainly higher than all the armed robberies. And we had a headline come out the same day, basically. I think it was in a neighboring parish, but it said in Jefferson, it said something like 9-time felon gets $200,000 bond for shooting. So just to kind of show you comparatively how ridiculous this was, that they lock the door, read the indictment, 16 felony counts, and then they say basically the attorney general is a risk of some sort by setting that kind of bond. That's essentially what that message is. So a lot of questions are going to be asked about the weaponization of the criminal justice system here for political purposes.
Boy, this is, you know, Laura Rodriguez, my special guest. Laura, you, when you look at any kind of cases that's coming out of New Orleans, it almost looks like it's just vindictive. Is all this really is. If you looked and followed, I know you have, this is being New Orleans being vindictive. The same people that just got $100 million and the same people are asking for another $150 million who can't run their city right. And all of a sudden they go, well, let's shoot the messenger. Let's shoot the people that are challenging us on what we're doing. And that's what it looks like to me where I'm standing.
I think that's what it looks like to the public. And, you know, look, like I said, this is getting national attention. You're seeing a lot of people weigh in, very disappointed in how a criminal justice system would be allowed to work. In fact, we had the governor put out a statement saying he's ordering an investigation into this by the state police. We know, based on reporting of the media, that grand jurors were leaking information. We are concerned that there was public influence from public officials in the grand jury. So all of that is now going to be subject to investigation. All of that is actually criminal behavior. And so I think this will lead to a lot more questions. But as you pointed out, you know, no good deed goes unpunished when you're trying to help Orleans Parish. You have to remember, they're admitting that this is their response to the consolidation of the courts, which is how every other parish works. So nobody's treating Orleans unfairly. This is how every other parish in the state works. And this is coming off the heels of an administrative. This attorney general had sent prosecutors in to assist in Orleans. They sent state police to assist. And believe me, New Orleans would be crippled if they pulled state police out of New Orleans right now. I mean, they have taken on, I think they are currently made over 20%, like a quarter of the arrests coming out of Orleans Parish are now state police. That's a huge number.
Hey, by the way, can you hold your thought? Let me just take a break, come back with another short segment.
Sure.
You got it? Okay, Laura Rodrigue, attorney with Liz, talking about this case, which is the craziest thing I've ever seen. Anyway, take a break. Be right back. Have you recently cut a large check to Uncle Sam? How did that feel? If you're looking for a way to reduce your tax bills next year, especially if you're paying $100,000, $500,000, even more annually, listen closely. There are strategies used by the top 1% that can significantly reduce your tax burden. There are the same little known provisions in the tax code that ultra-wealthy individuals and even members of Congress use. At Matthew James Tax Pros in Lafayette, they specialize in helping high-income earners like business owners, physicians, attorneys, contractors, and those in the oil and gas industry keep more of what they earn. If you're tired of writing 6 or 7 figure checks to the IRS, they'll show you strategies that could cut your taxes sometimes by half or even more. Call us today at 337-895-0TAX. That's 337-895-0829 or visit MatthewJamesTaxPros.com. Take control of your taxes. Start today to make next April a lot less painful. Every tax situation is unique and tax savings may vary.
Hi, Mrs. Fontenot. J&J Exterminating is here to help.
We first noticed something when the
bug started biting before you even turned the grill on?
Yeah, exactly. Oh, and this is where
the toy truck collects enough rainwater for the mosquitoes to move in?
Yeah, Robbie used to love the
Mega Hauler 4000.
Exactly, until
the Mega Hauler 5000 All-Terrain Pro Max Ultra Deluxe Limited Collector's Edition.
Just be home by dinner.
J&J Exterminating. Yeah.
At FMOL Health, we're leaning into our Franciscan Missionaries of Our Lady heritage. A connected team, standing not in the spotlight, but in the quiet moments, the hardest times. We teach, heal, pray, and laugh. We do all things with great love. Across our system, we share one belief. Providing the best care possible isn't a job. It's our calling. FMOL Health. This is how we help care.